let Grandma and Grandpa know that their hockey superstar is on the radio, online at ptbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We're back at the Evinrude Center, and Weingarten was a player who went down. He needed some help to get off the ice. It looked like a bit of an ankle tweak or something, but he did not go to the locker room, just to the bench. So let's hope we'll see him back on the ice again. Now the Peets on the ice. Corcoran wins it. Sends it deep into the Sting zone. Battling for it along the boards. Peets just can't keep it in. Goes to the neutral zone. They have to regroup. Morden sends it down in deep. The Sting, the first ones to it though. Cohen Rock Flanders has it. And the Sting, good forechecking by the Peets, forced a turnover. Now the Peets are looking for a teammate, Mason Morden, with his head up. Stewart at the point, shot wide of the net. Edwards, first one to it for the Peets, behind the net, playing it around. Brady, pinching. Brady's going to be the first one to it, to Donald, at the point. Risky pass there. Now the Sting, trying to break away. Two Peets on the Sting, though. And now the Peets, on the attack, are trying to, and Birkbeck breaks that up, and the Sting send it back in deep again. Brady behind his own net. Time to regroup with his head up. Finds his teammate Morden in the neutral zone, and Morden slows it right down. Cross-ice pass doesn't quite work, as Langhorne is the first one to it for the Sting, but the Peets win that in their own zone again. And now the Peets send it all the way down the ice, and that'll go for an icing. The Peets would have been the first one to it, but across the goal line before the Peets could get there. And it'll be a face-off in the Peets zone again. And the face-off will be in the Peets zone, to the right of Gavin Hill, who's had a solid game so far despite allowing that one goal. And the Peets win that draw and try to break up. Wood now finding his teammate Woodward. Here's a chance. He has a team in the middle. DeCenzo. Oh, he thought he had it there. That was a beautiful play by the Peets. DeCenzo had a chance, but it was a good job by the goalie getting across. That's Duncan, who made his best save of the game so far, without a doubt. But the Peets still keep the puck in the attacking zone, keeping the pressure on. Battling for it in the corner in the Sting zone. Two Sting draped all over the Peets. Still battling for it. I think there's four, five, maybe six players in there. And now the puck breaks away. The Peets are still on the attack. One Peet goes flying to the ice. Frederick in the neutral zone for the Peets. That's an offside. Wood just couldn't get back and check up on time. 8:40 remaining in the second period. 1-0 Lambton Junior Sting against the Ben Smith Sells Peterborough Minor Bantam Peets. In our first game of Boston Peets' Ice Fest, which takes over Peterborough this weekend. The face-off in the neutral zone. Morden lining up for the Peets. Morden just wins it off McNamara. And now the Peets are in the attack just like that. Quick snapshot, wide of the net though. Low and wide. And Glaza at the point. Trying to keep it in. Couldn't do so. Now Hickey has to retreat. Hickey gets it into the neutral zone. And the Peets have plenty of time. Glaza finds his defensive pairing, Hickey, who's in the neutral zone, who dumps it in. And the Peets, or the Sting, behind their own net. Glaza now pinching in. Doesn't quite work out. Hickey still with it. Hickey. Turnover by the Sting. Weingarten alone. Nice save there by Hill again. Weingarten had an opportunity there off the turnover in the defensive zone. The Sting, good job forechecking. With the Peets, still a one-goal game here. Things are heating up with 8 minutes remaining in the second period still. And the face-off will be in the Peets zone, to the left of Hill. Won by the Sting easily. Rock Flanders, down along the boards. Now Woodward gets it for the Peets with his head up. Nice pass there to his teammate. The next pass didn't quite work out as well, though. And now Chanderdat gets it in. Pushed off the puck is Woodward. Woodward still with a Chanderdat just over his stick. Edwards getting into the Sting zone. And now Wood, the Peets on the attack. Edwards still with it. Looking to get something on net. Pushed off the puck there, heavy. The Sting throwing their bodies around as they have been all game. Rock Flanders, I believe that was. And it'll be an icing. the faceoff will come all the way back into the Sting zone. Couldn't get that one out. 7:18 remaining in the second period. The Peets are slowly putting a bit more pressure on, but the Sting seem fluent when they enter the attacking zone. There's a quick snapshot, and it's a goal for the Peets off the faceoff. There we go, and just like that, we're all tied up. It was a shot from the point, another shot off the rebound, and there was a player just in the crease, just there to collect it. That was number 16, Thomas Donald there, who cleaned up the rebound. He'll take credit for the first goal for the Peets. And that squares things up in the second period. Halfway through this game, 7 minutes remaining in the second still. 1-1. It's a brand new game now. And the Sting win that draw. And see how they respond after that. And Frederick dumps it back in deep into the Sting zone. Donald. It's all over it. Donald, the short little guy, throwing his body around. He is ruthless getting in there. Looks like he could have been a foot shorter than the guy, too. Now Olave with some time in his own zone. Sting being pushed into the corner. Sting still in their own zone with the puck. The Peets are trying the forecheck. Along the board still. Frederick at the point. Dumps it in deep. Olave is going to be the first one to it. What will he do with it? Couldn't quite clear it out, though. And now Olave with it again. The cross-ice pass didn't work this time. But the Sting are on a bit of a break again. So I guess it did work. Weingard now. Good job defensively by the Peets. Morden to get back. Lift his stick. Steals the puck. And there's a turnover. Sting on the attack again. Now the Peets break it up. And Frederick along the outside. Just get pushed off the puck. They didn't like it. Is that a penalty coming against the Peets? I didn't think that was coming against the Peets. I thought it was going against the Sting. But the referee didn't think so. Cross-checking, I believe it is. And the Peets will go to the box again. Who is that? Peets, number 19, Finley Watson, will go to the box for two or less. The faceoff will be in the Peets zone again. See how the Sting actually scored last time on the power play. So they're one for one. And Rock Flanders at the point. Sends it deep. The Sting get the power play set up straight away. Just as they wanted. McNamara circling along the hash marks. Rock Flanders to his defensive pairing. Glavin sent it deep into the slot. Oh, there was an opportunity for the Sting. Rock Flanders still with it, with time. Rock Van Rooten tried to find his teammate. Rock Flanders comes in pinching, and it pays off. Glavin, wow, the Sting are not letting the Peets clear it. They look dangerous, and now this one of the Peets, Galeza, lost his stick. Now he goes and regroups for it. Oh, and the puck just dribbles out. And the Peets will love that as they get an opportunity. And all the Sting can do is dump it in deep and get a line change. And the Peets get out scotch-free for now. And the Peets send it all the way down the ice again. 1 minute remaining on the power play still for the Peets. And now it's still in the Sting zone. Taking their time right now. Edwards just keeping it in the Sting zone with much delight for the Peets. And now the Sting try to get into the zone again. Langhorn gets into the Peets zone, still with it, with some speed too. With lots of speed. Now at the point, the Sting. Rabari has it set up again, the defensive pairing. Chanderdat tries to find his man in the slot, didn't quite work out. Still with the puck behind the net. Rabari being pressured by the Peets. The Sting, good job at setting up this power play and keeping the formation. Chanderdat circles and loses his man a little bit. Peets unable to clear again. Point from the shot from the slot is deflected by Dupuis. It was a shot from the point, I should say, and Dupuis deflected it in the slot. Hill had no chance in that deflection. And with 1 second remaining on the power play, the Sting are 2-for-2 on the power play and have a 2-1 lead as they restore that one goal lead. Well deserved by the Sting. They look dangerous in the power play every time they have one. Obviously, they're 2-for-2 on the power play. I think the Peets realize what they can and cannot do. And what they cannot do is give out penalties against the Sting team because the Sting have made them pay twice. And the Pete's in the neutral zone now, still battling for it. Morton comes away with it. 4 minutes remaining in the second. See if they can tie this one up going into the third. Now Wood forechecking behind the net. Birkbeck. The Pete's still with it. Morton in the slot. Wood around the corner, circling, getting into a dangerous spot, but the Sting shutting that door. There's a chance again. Good pad save there by the keeper, Duncan. Now De Innocenzo backhands it. De Innocenzo just getting into the Sting zone barely. Now Woodward has a chance. Shot. Nice save there by Duncan. Sticks out the glove like he's done it before, because he has. 2-1 Lambden Junior Sting against the Ben Smith Sells Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes for another edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week from the Avenue Center. The faceoff will be in the Sting zone. Petes still with the puck here. The Petes still with it in the Lambden zone. They get pushed off the puck there, and that's a penalty. Interference, I believe it was. A check to the head. That's what the referee saw, and they didn't like that. And Quinn Mack to the box. Let's see if the Petes can do what the Sting do on the power play. Not score. 2 minute minor. 3 minutes remaining in the penalty. And there's a quick shot from the busy gobbled up there. But the Petes still have it. Galeza at the point. Oh, that was risky. Barely paid off, or Van Rooten would have been gone on his own. The Petes still with the puck behind the net. Now the Sting just tried to dump it out. Couldn't do so. Here's a chance for the Petes. Wrister just by the net. Brady pinching in, keeping it in. Now Morton. And the Sting just circling. Unable to clear, but the Petes not really getting the power play set up either. And the puck is still behind the net. Petes with it. Oh, tried the wraparound. Almost paid off. Now the Sting still unable to clear as Brady. Good job sticking his stick out, or his foot out. Now the puck's just standing there. Anyone who wants it. And now the Sting finally do clear and get a much-needed line change after that. The Petes had an opportunity there but couldn't take advantage. And now Brady in the neutral zone. The Petes that quickly get it right back into the Sting zone. And now Stewart from the point. Shot deflected well wide of the net. Easy save there by Duncan. 54 seconds remaining on the power play. 2 minutes remaining in the period. And the faceoff will be in the Sting zone. Corcoran lining up for the Petes. Sting win that draw and send it right into the Petes box. Into the Petes bench, I should say. And that wasted about 3-4 seconds of the penalty. And we'll do it again. The Petes, Corcoran, Sting win the draw again, but the Petes are the first ones to it. Wood behind the net with some time. Wood still behind the net. Wood circling. Stewart at the point as the power play set up. Frederick. Woodward. Now Stewart at the point. The puck had eyes, and there's a rebound, and the Petes take advantage. Stewart's wrist shot went all the way on net through legs, and it went right to the stick. Who was that? Sam Corcoran, I believe it was. And it was. He was there to clean up the rebound. 2-2. And the Petes do get it done on the power play and tie this game up. The second period has been much different than the first, with 4 goals split evenly between the Sting and the Petes. 2-2 with a minute 30 remaining in the second. Good power play there by the Petes. They kept the pressure on. The majority of it was in the Sting zone, and it paid off. And the Petes are on the attack again. Put it into the slot, but Watson couldn't get a stick on it. Now the Petes circling along the boards in the Sting zone again. Still in the Sting zone. Woodward battling. Now shooting has it for the Sting in his own zone. He gets pushed off the puck. It's another penalty. Behind the play, it seemed, along the boards. I think there was a bit of a rough rough up. And this is what the Petes don't want to do, is go to the box. Oh, actually, it's offsetting Miners, so they're both going to the box. So neither team will be on the penalty or power play, I should say. And exactly 1 minute remaining in the second period. As the faceoff will be in the neutral zone, Morden lining up for the Petes. And the Sting win that draw. Owen Hickey trying to get in deep. Hard check there laid out by the Sting. There's a shot. Rister, oh, from this angle, looked like he wasn't going to get there, but Duncan was on it. Got the glove there. No harm, no foul. Face off in the Sting zone again. Lining up for it in the Sting zone. Morden tries to win it. The Sting win that draw. Get it down. And they quickly get up ice. Good job pinching, though. The Petes get in the way of that. As the puck is still in the neutral zone. Rough check from behind. I don't think it was intentional. And now Chandler at side of the net. Awkward angle. Made the best of it, though. Just couldn't get the right side of the post. Now the Sting forced a turnover. Now Rabari from the point. Rister gets on net, but Hill smothers that one up. Another faceoff in the Pete zone. 20 seconds remaining in this penalty or this period. Face off in the Pete zone. See if they can get out of this one. Going into the third, tied up at two still. And the faceoff, not quite out yet. And the Sting, Lave sending it back in deep. Stewart now behind his own net. Just fighting for it behind the net. Sting trying to put it in a dangerous zone, but Morden breaks that up. Plays it along the boards in his own zone. Innocenzo. And there's the buzzer for the second period. A very long and eventful second period. We're all tied up at two. Third period action coming up.